Hey, oozes and bunnies. This is a preview of the most recent Party Planning, an extra podcast that the Join the Party crew makes for our Patreon. If you want to listen to the whole thing, go to patreon.com/jointhepartypod. Check out this preview. Welcome to Spirits Podcast, a boozy dive into the myths, legends, and folklore. Every week, we learn about a story from around the world. I'm Eric.
And I'm Julia.
But Julia, what are we doing here today?
Okay, Eric, first off, I would say like an 85 out of 100 on that one. Pretty solid, but not perfect.
We just talked about it.
I know, and you missed a couple little bits.
No.
You forgot to pour a drink and learn about a new story.
Every week, of course, we have to pour a drink.
Yeah.
Because we're doing 2 out of 3 of the Trinity today. I have my coffee right here. I'm proving it.
I drank my coffee already, so I am my 3 out of the Trinity are caffeinated and medicated. Woo!
That's good. And I need to eat, and everyone knows, as I said before, I'm emotionally sound. Mm-hmm, so I don't need therapy. I'm totally fine.
Not therapy or medication, Eric.
No, I don't need any of that stuff. I'm raw dog in the world.
Must be nice.
I'm so good at it.
I was on a flight, Eric. I was on a flight recently.
What'd you learn when you were on the flight?
And I didn't learn anything because it was Frontier, and so there's no TVs. So that's one thing. But I was on this flight. It was Jake and I sitting next to this older man, I would say probably in his like early 70s, who was sitting across the aisle from his wife. Eric, he raw-dogged the flight. He raw-dogged the flight. All he did was stare at the front of his seat. And I don't understand. He didn't, like, I can understand this is an older man, so maybe he doesn't, like, you know, have a phone to watch his videos or his movies on or listen to music or anything like that. He didn't even have a book. He wasn't even talking to his wife. He was just staring at the seat in front of him. And I don't understand it. For 3.5 hours. It was not a short flight. It wasn't like a puddle jumper to Boston.
Oh, 3.5 hours. Sorry. I'm still sick.
He's
What's
dying.
Up, fam? I'm still dying. Yeah, 3.5 hours is the length of flight, I think, when people think about it in their heads. So it's like, oh, I need something. I've heard of this. I've heard of this happening. I think that sitting near it must be so disturbing. Because you're
so
like,
weird.
Are you like either A, what's wrong with me? This man is so blessed that he can just go into his mind palace and just get over it? Or are you like, wow, I'm sitting next to a fake person? This is, you know, when they say lizard people, that's what this person is.
You know, do they say NPCs? This guy was an NPC where he was just like looking straight forward and like doing movements, but like not doing anything. You're like, wow, they just like designed a body so that it would seem like this area that I walked into has more action going on.
Now, Julia, I do not want to be the kind of person that lays blame on someone else, but did you notice that he had a giant exclamation point over his head?
No, he didn't.
So you weren't supposed to, maybe you were supposed to talk to him? Was it a bug?
No, actually, when I got on the flight, Jake boarded before me because he had a checked bag, and he specifically said, don't talk to that man. And I was like, why? What did he do? Because he had gotten into a fight with a woman in like 2 rows ahead of us because that woman had accidentally dropped her bag on his wife's head. And so he's like, this man is pissed off. I don't want him pissed off at you. Don't talk to him. I'm like,
can I say something, though, that Jake, and maybe Jake wouldn't do this because your husband is so even keeled.
Yes.
But like, I also would get into a fight with someone if they dropped a bag on my wife's head.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would do that.
But he was like still raging, you know?
Oh, okay. So he was like, his aggro was on.
Yeah.
Oh, so you needed to keep like yourself on so that you didn't activate it. But when you move, this is Julia as an MMORPG character.
Mm-hmm. Is that I was you crouched in the grass somewhere next to this man, hoping that he wouldn't notice me.
There is only so much tall grass, and you couldn't leave it, and that was just your seat, which is why you couldn't move.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I have to say, though, is that, and I understand that this man was raging and he's also a Decepticon, which is why he didn't say anything. But also, I think I'm at the point in my life that I would yell at someone for dropping a bag on my wife's head.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Did I tell you about when I was at the bakery near the office and I did the funniest thing that I think I've done all year?
Yes,
so
you
far?
Told me yesterday about this.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
The
I
man
forgot
who
about
shrugged
it.
At you.
Right. Okay. So I'm gonna say it again because it was really funny. I want to say it. So there's a bakery near our apartment in the office that's like super super cool and super busy. Mm-hmm. And there's always people going in there, especially on the weekends, and they run out of stuff really quickly. As part of my trinity, the Holy Trinity, I now need protein with my breakfast. Okay. Amanda McLaughlin, my dear wife, is a sweets person for breakfast. She mm-hmm. is a pastry and go sort of lady. And yep. that's not where I'm living. That's not how my spirit is vibing.
It's fair.
I don't get it. And I also don't understand you as someone who only photosynthesizes, I guess, before mm-hmm. noon. Mm-hmm. Which I think is impressive. I think that the chlorophyll and the gills you installed, I think, are really helpful.
Yeah, they look beautiful, don't they? They're very frilly. I decided to go for the frilly option.
No, I like that you wore it up. Yeah. You wore it up today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I was in the bakery, and I'm like, okay, I'm getting this focaccia that has an egg on it. I'm going to eat this. It's going to be great. And there's like a bunch of people in this bakery because it's very busy. And there's like you walk through kind of like a queue that's like in a square, and there's like glass partitioning, and it's like a bakery, so you see everything, yeah. right? So I saw the focaccia. I'm like, I want it. The woman who was working on me, the bakery lady, was like, okay, great. I'm gonna go grab it. And then someone else, one of the other bakery people, pulled over and said, no. I'm getting this for my guy. And it's the guy standing in front of me who I haven't noticed yet because I'm in line and it's a long line.
Yeah. And you don't look at other people. You're a New Yorker.
No. Why would I? Get out of here. Absolutely not. And he's like 6'3" and wearing like a puffer jacket. And just, I'm just like, oh, you make $500,000 a year. I hate you so much. Mm-hmm. Doing something that's like morally unethical. Like you code for missiles to be better at missiles.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Like
he works for Raytheon. We get it.
He puts the Raytheon in Raytheon. Mm-hmm. Puts or maybe his name's Ray.
Raytheon.
He puts the Etheon in Raytheon.
Yeah, he's an EV evolution.
Yeah. He's putting firestones into the missile.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
So he turns to me and he's this guy, and he turns to me and he shrugs like this. He's like, and he's like, oh, I got blessed with the thing you wanted. I wanted it. Because, again, Brandon shrugs all the time. And he's just like, I don't know. It's because Brandon is anxious and he wants to end a conversation where he doesn't know something.
Correct.
And I'm like, and I still don't like it because the shrug emoji, the shrug emoji on Slack is like, not my problem. And this guy did that in person.
Yep.
He did it in person. And here's what I did, Julia. Because this person decided to have a human interaction with me when I didn't start it, because we're in New York and we don't need to do that.
We don't need to.
If I was in, respectfully, if I was in Columbus, Ohio at a fancy bakery and someone did that shrug, we would have already been talking about like how the Columbus Blue Jackets have been doing that season. Julia, what sport is that?
Baseball.
It's hockey, but then that was a hard one. Okay. That was a hard one. Right. That's on me. That's
Hockey's
on me.
The one that's thing it. I should know, so that's yeah. on me, actually.
The Blue Jackets were one of those weird expansion teams in the mid-2000s that have, like, epic names. Mm-hmm. Like, the Minnesota Wild started
Are they still
started
around,
them.
The Blue
yeah,
Jackets?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's the Midwest. It's a Midwest. It's a hockey okay. place. It's cold. Okay. That counts.
Sure.
But
I know the Minnesota Wild. They're good.
They are good, and they have a fun.
And they're
I really
one of the few
really
teams that are not a like multiple of something. Like Rangers,
yeah, singular
Islanders.
Singular team names. Yeah. You know I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he shrugs at me. Mm-hmm. He shrugged at me, and he's like, sorry. And I look at him right in the face, and I say, fuck you. And then I turn and continue my conversation with the bakery woman.
Mm-hmm. You're and like, he, just I get felt me coffee him, then.
I was like, oh yeah, give me a cinnamon bun. That's fine. And I'm like, I'm going to be so angry later. And I ate a meat stick at like 10:30 that day. I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah, feels
I can't.
Right. Yep.
I can't. Yep. And I felt him deflate next to me. I mm-hmm. really did. He's like, oh, did I really make him mad? But I didn't escalate. I didn't like go after him further. I just said, fuck you, to his face. And then I turned back and continued.
Yeah, that's probably a man who thinks he's charming and therefore can charm anyone with like a little, oh, sorry, it's not my fault that I also wanted the thing that you wanted.
It's like, no, you're just 6 foot two. You're just
How dare you be so tall, sir? How dare?
That's cool. The first time that I learned that, like, being over 6 feet actually had a psychological effect on others, I'm like, oh, this makes a lot more sense about things that's happened to me and how I understand the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was just crazy. So, I just remember distinctly learning, like, seeing that, like, even a pop science article about it on, like, Slate or something. And I'm like, oh, wait, that's real. That one's a real one.
Eric, I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah. Let's see this pivot. Let's do it.
Out of all of the seven evil exes that a DMPC might have, how many are over 6 feet?
Oh, interesting. Interesting. I think at least three. Yeah. Definitely at least three from the categories that I've laid out for us.
Great.
Julia, this was your idea. What are we doing today here on the character creation lab? Which you've noticed because there's been beakers and around us bubbling and we're wearing white coats.
Yeah, there's a Tesla coil over there. It's just making loud noises. That's cool.
There's Teslas in my room and he's just making loud noises?
No. Okay.
But it's David Bowie as Tesla from The Prestige.
That's okay. We're okay with that. So basically, I had this idea the other day, and it seemed like such an Eric idea that I had to share it with you. And I really like the idea of, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, particularly in the tarot card revised episodes that I did with Amanda, about how much I love like a DMPC that has their own recurring NPCs that like have their own backstory and like show up randomly during your quest. Like they're not the big bad. They're not like part of the major story arc that is going on with your characters necessarily, but you are required to interact with them because they are like part of your DMPC's past, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking how funny it would be to have a la Scott Pilgrim, like the DMPC's evil exes show up throughout your plotline. Yeah. And interact with the party. And it's like something that you have to deal with because you've taken this DMPC in. And so I was like, Eric, what if we created those and what would those look like if they're not the Scott Pilgrim ones?
No, that's pretty good, Julia. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. I like that. Good. Hey, Julia, good idea.
Thanks, bud.
That was great. My favorite part was the accent work. If you like that, you got to hear the rest of party planning by joining the Patreon at patreon.com/join the party pod.